Welcome back to the Skyline Podcast. I'm Landon Fan, your president.
I'm Kira McNamara, your vice president.
I'm Abhinaya Gopinath.
And I'm Luke Oliver.
All right. Well, it's been a while, hasn't it? A little
yes.
bit. Yes, a little bit. A little bit of time has
a
passed.
A few months.
About 10.
A couple months.
Few, yeah.
Well, we finally got around to starting this back up again. We finally found a schedule. It's currently 8:11, guys.
It's, yeah.
P.M.
Getting
P.M.
We
came here at
a
7.
Myriad of technical yeah. difficulties getting this set up. Because it's the first time back. We're using a different system, kind of. We're using a different computer, so
yeah,
we had to get everything installed and running. But
yeah. I mean, and we also have a new set, which is like, you know, just my basement, really.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, that's it.
I suppose.
It's literally just my basement.
Well, so last year we were in the library.
We were in a library.
Because you can check out the county library and the city library too, I assume. I just haven't used those. Have rooms that you can check out and like reserve for certain time slots. So we could just do that again.
Well, I mean, this is easier now. I mean,
this
like,
is mostly
and
easier.
This is better because it took us so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also to, like, comfy. And there's like the three
also,
boxes of Coca-Cola right there. So.
Well, yeah. True. I mean, I could always get snacks down here if you guys want, but I don't think anybody wants to hear us like crunching on like snacks
so.
If we're like.
Oh, for the record, it's Wednesday, September 14th.
Yes. Congratulations.
I had to look.
Yeah, great job. All right. Well, let's get on with talking about Skyline. We're jumping right back into it, you know? We're going
to
toss ourselves right back into this. Let's talk about the flooding, guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think
that?
Our drought ended. I don't know.
That's not how
well,
droughts
that's
work.
Not how droughts
it
work.
It is.
But
so
it's been
Wednesday
lessened.
The 14th was the day. I don't know if there's going to be much record of this. It was on the news, but it rained really, really hard from about 1:30 to about 2:30 p.m. today.
So unexpected. Nobody saw this coming. Like,
bro, indoor classroom with no windows, and I still couldn't hear the kid presenting because the rain was so loud on the roof.
Yeah.
That is true.
It wasn't like a light drizzle either. It was like heavy rain. It was
well,
like
it
big...
Was...
It was a big old raindrops.
And it was thundering, too.
It was thundering.
Yeah.
Did anyone have to evacuate their classroom?
No.
Mine
was fine.
I didn't have to, but I did because it was funny.
I saw a naked dude running across the parking lot.
Oh.
What?
Oh, no. That was just Jack. He just had his shirt off and he was just running through the parking lot.
There were some shirtless teenage boys outside
yes.
sliding in the grass.
There always is, though.
Always.
Suppose that's true.
Yeah. I saw this one kid in like a full hoodie, sweatshirts, jumping in the puddles inside our school. Like he was like just swan diving onto the floors. Just like onto this like water in this hallway.
It, yeah. I saw a video of that.
With like
there's,
a crowd around him.
So it rained so hard, which in itself is whatever. But as I'm sure most of you know, Skyline is very old. So
it's not the old part. It's been leaking since they built it.
Yeah.
That's true. Skyline leaks terribly.
Those the thing dumb is skylight like, things.
It's yeah. our roof is a perfect little bowl for water that just holds it. It holds it so nicely. Of course, we have drains on the roof just in case that happens. But these there's like two of them and they're the tiniest drains in the world.
Well, and I think they drain into the little like mini atriums that are throughout the building.
They also
the
drain
hallways.
Into our courtyard, which is also being rebuilt.
Yep.
So we also don't have a drain on the other side of the courtyard.
It'll be very muddy probably.
Yeah. So, I mean, like either way, our school like is fully flooded and we've got like a couple inches of water.
Fingers crossed we don't have to go tomorrow.
Yeah, oh. As of now, as of 8:15 p.m., we are supposed to go tomorrow. I cannot believe that they got it cleaned up in time.
No, entire
well,
hallways
the,
were like 2 inches deep.
Yeah. They got the fire department to come help.
Oh.
Yeah. Help what? With a shovel?
With a little
like,
shovel.
What, do they like
did
take
they
a bucket
no.
and just
make,
like...
Make it go the other
yeah,
direction?
Yeah, you put the fire truck on backwards.
And just suck up all the water.
Make it go backwards.
They probably had like some type of like machine where they like drove it through the hallway.
I really
you know,
hope
with,
they
like,
get
a little,
like a Zamboni.
With a little, yeah, with a
they're
little plow on the front.
Like, all into the glass hall.
I sure hope so.
There was literally a waterfall
well,
down
our,
the stairs.
The glass hallway carpet is completely like, there's no way it's going to be used again, right?
Yeah.
They're probably like going to tear it up soon.
Oh,
it's going to mold.
Sure. Well, they'll tear it up in like a
well,
year and a half.
Well, that's not new. Like, it's been
yeah.
disgusting for
there's a little
many,
bit of mold to munch
years.
On if you're a little hungry.
Ew. Oh, my.
How to add some spice in there, guys. Come on.
Fair enough.
That's disgusting. Why
do you, are you hungry? You keep like trying to eat with this thing and like the feet.
You can just
not even, bro. Luke is the one who's trying to bite the microphone.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I would never do that.
Every time I look over, she's lying. And he's working and he's thinking, he just opens his mouth, gets closer to the microphone, and just tries to eat it. Like, I don't know.
We all saw you.
There's no evidence of these allegations.
Like, I'm not even like saying anything. I'm just like looking at
this on this technology alone, by the way.
I was just observing him.
I don't know how any of this works. I was told to bring my laptop and we would figure it out. And hey, we did figure it out. It just took us
a little bit.
A while. Yeah.
An hour and 10 minutes.
It did not take that long.
It took that long, essentially.
Okay.
He made a frowny face.
He made a frowny face. Okay. Well, is that all we have for the flooding? I mean, it was just a flood, right?
It was just a flood.
Yeah.
I sure hope. Actually, I can't say that right. I can't say I hope our school catches on fire because of an electrical fire just like Wasatch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm throwing some shade, guys. I don't care.
There was
the server crash or being pulled out or something.
And there was an announcement as school was ending to all the teachers to unplug all the electronic devices and take them off the floor.
So nothing like sparks.
We had to pause our GimKit game.
No. Your first place is gone. No.
What?
What a shame.
Yeah, GimKit.
It was like some weird Teams thing, dude. It was one person against the whole class.
I've never actually used it. I'm familiar with it.
I've used it a lot in like
French. Yeah, it's like Quizlet Live.
It's like Kahoot, but it's like Among Us and like a bunch of other random game modes.
It's like it's Quizlet, right? You know how Quizlet, you get points, you get streaks. Yeah. It's the same thing, except like GimKit like kind of uses like the money type of thing.
Oh, I have used that one before.
So there's a fishing game, and it's just like, you know, you answer questions, you get money, or not exactly, you get bait.
Maybe
you get bait.
Oh, I haven't used that one then.
And then you get bait, you go fish, and then you sell the fish for money.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the more money you have.
Is that
actually
educational?
Yes, because you just learn
vocabulary.
It's
kind of just flashcards, but yeah.
It's kind of just
like, you gotta get all the zoomers to pay attention somehow.
It works.
Yeah, Gen Z.
Among us.
The zoomers.
No, I know.
Can you guys stop arguing?
We're not.
Stop it.
It's not an argument.
Landon is feeling threatened by this environment.
Mom, Dad, stop arguing.
We are the oldest.
That's true. Yeah.
They are.
I'll be 18 in like a month.
I just turned 17.
No.
Why?
You're young.
Because.
Why? I got a homeless dude to buy me airsoft guns. I'm kidding. I didn't do that.
I'm not going to do anything fancy for my 18th birthday. I don't know.
Except for give me airsoft guns.
You can vote.
No. I will vote this year, actually, which is really weird.
How fancy.
About political opinion.
Yeah, we...
Well, no, that's not a political opinion. That's promoting the...
Okay, but like...
If you can vote,
would be
exactly.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
What
who,
are you
going to
vote? You know, like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to hear his political
That's
opinion.
Not the point of this podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, just you need to calm down. You need to relax. Take a chill pill. Speaking of chill pill, Mr. Krueger.
Oh.
I think he needs one. Just a little bit. There's a little video floating around if you guys would like to explain. They sat on the floor for about
Please go watch 20 minutes.
It's really funny.
Watching it.
There's, from what I've gathered, I overheard a lot of it and saw a tiny bit. Some YouTuber came and interviewed Big Krueger, not Little Krueger, for specificity's sake.
Funny Krueger.
I'll bet Little Krueger would take offense at that, but yeah, sure. Came and interviewed Big Krueger about stuff?
Being a teacher.
Yeah, it didn't seem that focused, but the video's floating around. There are a couple of sound bites from within it that could be weaponized if taken out of context. So...
I mean, like, the first clip.
That's everything about
Krueger, the very,
Krueger,
very
though.
First yeah. clip. Like, the very first words out of her mouth was like, I have herpes. So just start off an interview.
I have a cold sore on my lip, and I hope no one gets scared.
To start off an interview. And he's just like, oh, yeah, don't kiss me then. And I'm like, what?
We won't be kissing.
Oh, dang. Oh, golly gee. I can't believe it. How was the rest of that, by the way? Like, that was literally all I paid attention to. Oh, the entire thing is funny.
It is.
Yes.
How many views?
The questions were so funny.
3,000?
Yes. That's actually a lot.
Sizable, yeah.
Yeah.
There was so much like speechless silence coming from Kruger.
He did not know what to say.
She came with
that's
like,
the first
super like outlandish like questions.
That's true. Yeah, the ones I overheard.
Like I would not know how to respond to some ridiculous. Of those.
Yeah,
I would just be like dumbstruck. Like, excuse me, what were those words that just came out of your mouth? You know, just like how well, I was in his class. Like, some, I was just like, what is he things. Saying? He should be used to it by now. He's the one who does it.
Yeah, it was kind of a funny reversal of roles.
I like how he just calls on people. He's got my name wrong like 3 times. Have you guys heard this story? He's called me David's son. That. He's called me Bandai. He's called me Alan Pham. He's also called me Alan Pham's little brother. So how does that make sense? I'm Alan Pham and Alan Pham's little brother? Like, what?
He never gets my name wrong.
He's called David's son me.
Really?
Which was really surprising. Like, just in the hall.
Probably really offensive.
Like, David? Yeah, I know, right? I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him. Like, he says, oh, yeah, sometimes I walk by the classroom. And he's just like, oh, hi, Landon. And I'm like, and David's like, what? And David says he just ignores it. He doesn't even try to correct Kruger.
He has never gotten my name wrong, I don't think.
Well, he's never gotten mine wrong either. But messing up my name takes someone particularly stupid.
Sophomore year. So.
Well, the thing is, Bandai and I sat in like the exact same spot for two different periods.
Well, like, that's a little more understandable.
So like, well, he's also like a skinny like Asian kid as well. So like, I guess we can look similar, but like still.
Maybe a little.
I don't know. We definitely look different.
I guess standing up at the front of a classroom.
Yeah.
Trying to instinctually call on somebody just by.
Yeah, I totally get that. I would never like.
Plus, if I was a teacher, like over 100 names.
Yeah,
literally. Like, yeah, like, you know, I'm just imagining, you know, being a teacher and just being like, oh, I've taught these kids like this entire year.
I would never. And now I have to see them leave. Their names ever.
Yeah. I would feel like so sad. Would you not feel if you were a teacher? Would you feel sad if like these kids you've known this entire year just like leaving? You're never gonna see them again.
I feel like
no teacher has ever felt that way about you.
I feel like some teachers.
I feel like you get used to it, probably.
True to that. I mean, I guess you would get used to it, but I feel like that would be like mentally draining at some
point.
Well,
in high school, I think it would be a little less of a big deal just because of volume. If you were like a second grade teacher, you're.
No, she was definitely ready to get rid
of
us.
Not our second grade teacher. But more generally,
I feel like most of our teachers were ready to just hand us off to the next teacher.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
Just a problem.
Everyone
class.
But like first grade and fifth grade.
You know, we were taught to be the golden children, right? We were supposed to be the pinnacle of society.
And then our sixth grade teacher with her astrology lessons.
For context, I suppose all four of us went to the same elementary and the same junior high. So yeah.
And the same high school.
We've been at this for a while.
Yeah, we've known each other for what?
12 years.
12 years?
This is the 12th.
This is crazy.
That's not true.
This
is crazy. B and I have known each other for 14.
Oh.
This is crazy. Well, I don't know. What happens after high school? Who knows? That's depressing to think about. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
I'm going to look at my phone in 30 years and I'll have just a bunch of random contacts. And I'll be like,
who are these
people?
That's
the kid who got hit in the head with a frisbee.
Hey, you know, you don't have to call me out like that.
All right. How was homecoming, guys? Did you guys go to it?
Did not go.
I did not go.
When are you going to go to a dance?
I went to homecoming last year.
When are you going to go to a dance with a date?
Ouch.
Yeah, right?
Did you go to homecoming, Landon?
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
Boring. I stayed there for 10 minutes and then I just went back to my girlfriend's house.
Fair enough. I didn't go to Skyline's homecoming, but I'm going to Olympus's home. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Olympus'
homecoming.
He's
a little bit weak in the knees right now.
It's not my knee. For context, I was bitten by a spider really bad, and then it got infected. So I had to go to the ER and was immobile for like 3 days.
Joe, where the spider touched you.
You want to file a report, Luke?
Are you a victim?
He's a survivor.
I'm being harassed. This is bullying.
Yeah, well, I mean, how do you like get a spider bite and you're like, it's probably fine. Just
don't
worry.
It was fine. It was fine for like 24 hours. And then it was a log strapped to the bottom of my leg.
And then you went to the hospital and they're like, oh, we're going to have to cut it off. And they drew a little like dotted line around like your calf.
That was not to cut it off.
That was so funny when you said it to me.
It's such a great line because people believe it. they marked where the like swelling was to. It's called cellulitis, which is just like a catch-all term, but they marked where it was to so that if it got worse, then we could notice and then I could go back and have more work done, I guess. I don't know what we would have done at that point, but
cut it off.
Maybe.
Bye bye.
Just get rid of it
ask,
entirely.
Like what that is, because there's like a date and then like a series of dotted lines around the outside of my leg.
It's execution.
Yeah. So people are like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh yeah, this is where they were gonna cut it off. Which it's not, but it's fun.
It might have
been so funny to me. It shouldn't have been funny. But I was just like, this is the funniest thing in the world. Luke getting his leg chopped off because of a spider bite.
Thanks, Landon. Lots of empathy with this crowd.
You cannot tell me that's the funniest way to let your foot go, bro.
It's pretty funny. And telling that
joke.
No, I
don't understand his pain.
It's pretty funny.
No, it's just
like, I've never been immobilized from a spider.
It would be cooler.
I've never gotten a spider bite and been like, oh, it's fine. It'll be fine.
I mean, either way, you couldn't go to homecoming, so.
Yeah.
Well, how was the 10 minutes you went?
Boring.
Heard the dance was a little.
Homecoming was just mosh pitting, really. But except
isn't that what it always is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really what it always is.
I went.
They play like trashy Mormon music and just, you know, and just let kids go at it, you know? Except I didn't mosh pit because Stella was in high heels. So
fair enough.
Didn't want to make her like Luke a little bit.
I guess again for context, Stella is Landon's girlfriend. I'm sure there will be references to her.
More or less.
Yeah. More or less.
We should have her guest speaker.
I don't think she wants to be.
Oh, she definitely
I suppose.
Does. Oh, she definitely won't have a choice.
I guess we can advertise that if the right people are listening.
Yeah,
if you are influential and or bored at Skyline, then...
Or if you just want, like, some, like, little platform to put your, like, little words into.
Yeah, if you
want to... Out of your silly little mouth.
Bruh.
Let us interview, like, what happened with Kruger.
I suppose so.
Yeah, let's have Kruger.
Does anyone actually listen to these?
I have no idea.
My mom does.
What? Mom does.
Well, I have a couple friends who are in, like, Britain who listen to this. Which all probably isn't a good thing. Well, I advertise it to like a lot of like Discord servers, which is like I have a lot of international ones, just because.
Same actually.
You know, it's something I created. It's something I created. You know, it's like
fair enough.
Yeah,
it's fun. Okay. You know,
my mom also advertised it to our whole family.
Oh,
so this
oh no!
There's like my cousin at Tulane. There's like some cousins in India that
I was
probably
looking,
listen.
I was looking at the Spotify like statistics, right? Oh, yeah. And it just says. It's like some part of the worlds are like lit up. Some of them are like Utah, right? Right in Utah. Some of them are like East Coast. Some of them are like West Coast. But there's never any in like kind of like Central East, I guess. Yeah, kind of in between Central and East. There's nothing in that state. It's like purely black. And then
one lives there.
Scroll across the world. There's like two listeners in Russia. I don't advertise this to Russian servers. I don't know anybody who's Russian. I don't know anybody who lives in Russia. How are they getting these videos or Spotify like links? But they're just listening to us.
Is that how that works?
It could be a VPN.
Who wants a VPN in Russia? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't know why you would route it all the way to Russia. I was going to say that a couple of the West Coast ones could be me, actually, because my VPN goes through California most of the time, and I listen to a couple of beginning ones, but...
Some of them are... These podcasts are interesting to listen to. Like, I sometimes
it
put
it on.
It
is entertaining.
It's entertaining. Yep. It like, if I'm, like, super bored, I'm just like, oh, I'll just put on the podcast or something.
Doing mindless homework.
Yeah.
You need something to...
And they're kind of funny.
Distract
you.
You listen to your own voice. That would drive
you
insane.
You listen to your own voice?
No.
Yeah. I assume she hasn't even heard a single edited version of this.
I have not. I listened to the first, like, 5 minutes.
She's like, yep, that's good.
And I was like, okay, I'm done.
Fair enough.
I mean, I listen to my own voice.
I listened to the one that I wasn't in.
Oh.
Or the ones that I wasn't in. I didn't listen to the ones that I was.
Oh, yeah. I might listen to the ones that I'm not in.
Yeah. I just skipped through like the first one and I was like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mm. I mean, either way, Alex is just listening to this. He's in the gaming chair.
It's Alex
cute
is our
gaming chair.
He's
editor.
IT.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's our tech support.
That's true.
We really needed the help this time. I mean, we definitely wouldn't have figured this out ourselves.
Okay, on to the next talking point. Okay, Alex tried to kill me during setup.
Oh my god.
The mics.
So we were setting up the mics just for like, you know, hardware stuff. And Alex was fiddling with the mic. He undoes the little like thing that holds it to the table. And it just falls right towards Kira.
Right after he said, "This isn't going to fall."
Yeah, and he says, "This is going to be fine."
I believe the exact words were, "Yeah, this is going to be fine."
And it falls straight towards
this
Kira.
Isn't
the pointy
go
end,
wrong at all.
Right towards her eye.
Hey, it's not.
Kira has to like catch it and hit it away,
yeah,
and it falls on the ground.
Alex almost became a murderer today.
I think it just would have been my eye. It wasn't like very long.
He's
like,
smiling. You should not be smiling.
Yeah, he's laughing.
This is hilarious. Concerned? I guess we're all gonna be victims tonight.
Oh,
whoa! What? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, we already bullied Luke.
Oh,
so.
That's true.
That's fair.
Who's next? Not me. Well, I already got bullied, guys. I already got bullied.
Oh, did you?
When?
I did.
I think you need to calm
down. Well, it's
down,
just like an
Lennon.
All. It's an all type of thing, you know. Like it's
oh,
just like
yeah,
a
that's,
general.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm always getting bullied. You know, it's always like something here or there, like a little like snarky remark.
Fair enough.
That's true. It's mostly me.
Yeah, it's mostly Kira.
He deserves it.
What?
I'll second that.
I probably do.
True.
I'll third that, to be honest. Oh my god. Let's see. What's dude, today I played volleyball.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
In bowling.
In bowling.
Oh yeah.
Guys, bowling class is not actually just bowling. It's no, also
it's like
every
kickball.
Other physical education. Like it's just literally just PE class with bowling. Just like, oh yeah, you can go to the alley and bowl for like an hour and a half. And you can
kinda
just
like
go home.
Driving yeah. practice too.
Yeah. Yeah. Abby's pretty bad at volleyball.
Did you see yourself?
I could serve at least.
You dove for the ball and missed half the time.
She couldn't serve.
You can't serve.
I served like twice.
I played volleyball like twice in my life.
I can jump serve.
I hit it, but I served like twice.
I can serve like well.
No, you can't, bruh.
I could.
Did you see like the weird hit things?
The jump serve?
Bro, you aimed it straight at the net.
Yeah.
Like six times.
I'm inconsistent. It's a learning
you
process.
You were very consistent.
You couldn't hit
missing.
It over the net when you tried.
I did though, like twice.
I don't need to hear this from you.
And I also served like twice, so that's two out of two.
What? Okay, you received zero out of the however many times the ball was hit towards you.
So they
I
have
totally
like this one
ball.
Class together, I assume.
Yes.
And it sounds like they don't get along very
well. We don't
well.
Get along.
He sucks at bowling.
I am a great at bowling.
I'm so bad at bowling and I get better. I somehow get better points than him. I don't know how.
You just make it go straight, Landon.
I cannot
throw it like a basketball.
You're supposed to roll it.
No.
Okay.
Extra points are literally take out the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, did you know there's like bowling balls stuck in the tiles up in the ceiling of there?
Oh, really?
Of Mount Olympus Bowling Cove?
What?
There's little like there's like bowling balls stuck up there because people just didn't let go. Until like the last minute and just goes through the ceiling.
Well, them going through the ceiling makes sense, but I expect them to come back down.
Nope.
They're pretty heavy.
Huh. Oh, like maybe they just like get to the peak and then kind of just like
yeah, and then just roll on the yeah
drop ceiling. Yeah.
Yep. Let's move on. I guess.
What's next?
Why is it always our lane that breaks down?
It was always lane five. Lane five is the bad one, guys. Don't go to lane five if you can. I don't know. They kind of assign us to lanes. Okay. Guys, let's talk about how it sucks being short. Guys,
who's the
very
tallest person here?
Luke.
Yeah, I think it's me.
How tall are you?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you
no,
do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You're like
I don't.
5'10".
Everyone knows.
How does everyone know how tall I am?
Not
I don't
how tall you are. Everyone
care.
Knows how
everyone
tall
knows
they
how
are.
Tall they are.
No, I don't. I
especially
can't tell you how much
people.
I weigh.
Short
yeah.
people
I just
know
don't
exactly
care.
How much they're how like how tall they are. Exactly.
Alex
agreed with me. Like every short person knows. Like every tall person's
person.
Like, oh, I'm probably
maybe it's you're,
I'm probably
like, kinda in between.
I'm yeah, I'm just normal size, like average, and I just don't
does anyone have a tape measure?
Assign any value to it.
I'm not
I'm
running
like
upstairs to get a tape
5'9", 5'10".
Nope.
Somewhere in there. I
okay,
don't know.
So he's not super short, but the rest of us kind of are.
Yeah.
But I like, haven't grown in 7
everyone,
years.
Every short person knows how tall they are. Like someone asks them and they'll hesitate. And that's immediately you know, like they know how tall they are and they're about to lie to me. You know? Like, you ask a short person and they're
says
just
Landon,
like,
Landon who lies all the time.
I think
time.
I'm about like 5'9". No, you're definitely 5'6", bro. Like,
Landon knows from experience.
No, guys, I'm 5'8".
Wow.
You are not.
I am 5'8". Unfortunate, really.
He is not.
I am 5'8". Like, you ask a tall person, they'll immediately say, yeah, I'm like, probably like 6'2". Like, they
probably,
barely even
maybe.
Know. They barely even, because they grow an inch next summer, you know? It's like, and it's like, how tall are you now? And he's like, probably 6'2 still, I don't know.
Like, you seem looking to be on the right side, the guys still have like a little bit of a shot. Because you guys.
That's certainly true.
You guys can keep growing.
Why do you want
20s?
To be tall?
No, I'm just trying to like.
I want
I
to be average at least, all right? Like, I grew to 5 feet in fifth grade, and then I never grew an inch after that.
5 feet?
Yes, in fifth grade. I was one of the tallest kids in fifth grade, and then it went downhill so fast.
No, it just didn't go. The hill
you
didn't
plateaued.
Yeah, you
yeah.
plateaued.
Imagine getting shorter. Dude, that'd be the worst. I just grow up, like, where my feet go. Just like Luke, you know?
Okay, it makes me feel a lot better about being 5'3".
Maybe I need to get bit by a spider. Actually, I don't want that to happen.
You definitely do not want to get bit by this spider.
How was that? Was that just like bad?
It was bad. No, it was terrible.
Experience?
It was borderline unwalkable.
Yes, I did. It was like all like purple and stuff.
It was
very twice its normal size.
Miscolored and the size of my calf.
He showed me. He was like, here, let me put my feeties together. And I'm like, boom. And like, one is literally like twice the size of the other, just swollen up.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Abi, did you see this?
I did not.
You don't want to see it.
So you guys don't have any classes together, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, nope. I don't have any classes with Luke. I just saw him during Eagle Fest.
That's true.
How was Eagle Fest, guys? I know most of us.
I did not.
So much fun.
Yeah.
For more context, that is where our school shows off like the clubs. This club did not attend.
Oh.
This club did not. Well, I mean, nobody wants to. Like,
nobody. Yeah, no. This isn't a club that does well with a whole bunch of members.
This is a club that has like very inclusive members and then just like a singular, like random, like guest speaker every now and again.
Rotating somebody.
Only we've never done the guest speaker, I don't think.
Well, I mean, we
like
did
one
and
time,
then
and
it
then
became an honorary member because he was just like,
"That's
yeah, okay.
me."
I saw Eagle Fest outside my window, and then I saw how crowded it was because of the football game, and I just decided not to go.
I just didn't
the football game was a disaster.
I heard
people were pushing and shoving. It was bad.
No one could hear any of the choir kids. Apparently,
they
sang the national anthem, and the student section was just so loud that they just couldn't hear the national anthem. And
that's because the mics weren't on.
Well, yeah. Like, that's honestly like administration at fault. Like, you know?
You think
the sound checks
and
it still just
would work.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like, at least, like, get a sound system. Like, at least get, like, a JBL speaker or something. Just, like, a crappy one that, like, displays some sound.
It's been pretty funny because every announcements since that happened, there's been a little section of like, "Hey, the choir sings the national anthem. Please respect them when they do that." Because
and nobody like
no one
even
it.
Listens
well,
to
we
the
didn't
announcements.
Even know when they were starting because the mics weren't on.
Yeah, that's
all.
The thing. The parents had to
like
shush
performing.
People, and they couldn't even hear
all
each
the parents
other.
Could not shush people.
Yeah,
they tried. Hazel's mom apparently did like something big and got like 30 people to shut up.
Wow, 30 people out of like the 200 students.
It
section.
Was noticeable.
30
though.
Is impressive, but
30
yeah.
is impressive.
A
drop in the bucket sound wise.
Well, I mean, either way, Eagle Fest was pretty horrible. I mean, Stella and I sat in the sun for like,
sucks to
like
suck.
2 hours. Like facing the sun, staring into the sun. I was right next to Alex's table, and his speakers were like really quiet until like you stood in front of him. So.
Eagle Fest.
Did they not have the snow cones like last year?
No, they did. They had snow cones and
cotton candy.
And it's
popcorn.
A good, I think it's a good event, especially for freshmen and sophomores.
I really wish
we
could just
out.
Do it in the gym.
I don't know why we did it in the courtyard.
Why can't we do it like the essential class change day?
They didn't want the new gym to get dirty.
The old gym is still
there.
Just use that
one. The new gym still has candy wrappers all over it because people like ate lunch there and then didn't clean up.
That's kind of funny, actually.
That's entirely unsurprising. Yeah.
I mean, I've been using, like, for weight training, I've been using the new gym. It's pretty nice, you know?
Yeah.
There's, like, a separate cardio room and gym room. So, like, you can do weightlifting and, like, cardio in two separate rooms. And it's also, like, ventilated. It has like giant fans in it, so it's cool. It doesn't smell like bad.
It will.
It probably won't, actually.
It's really like turf big,
in there.
Though.
Yeah, there's turf in there. It's really big. It's really nicely ventilated.
It's
a school gym.
It's going to smell at some point.
Well, probably.
That's huge. Like
the weightlifting room.
There's so many. Yeah. Okay, maybe the smaller rooms will, but.
Like yeah. The old weightlifting room stank so bad.
I can't even tell you where it was, honestly.
I went in it's there next once to the, and it's it was next terrible. To
the
old gym.
It's like the two sides. It's like the sides.
It's on the
it's
west
It's like
side.
Our AP exams okay. were, okay. Right?
No.
That's the wrestling building. Room. Is what you're thinking of, yeah.
Oh my god, there is a new wrestling room in the new gym.
Oh yeah,
a new building. It's pretty cool.
They should use the new gym. Kind of
looks exactly the same. Like they couldn't have done it, like a single redesign. Little like a single like new thing.
They just have to put mats out.
No, it was like it's like this exact same room. I walk in there and I'm like, where did I just?
That's because it's just mats.
And it's probably regulation size.
It's probably
if you think about it. Yeah.
Well, now like most schools want to come to our school for like meets and stuff because it's like you know new gym.
No,
everyone
we don't have parking.
Exactly.
That's true.
We need a bigger parking lot.
We need we like really two do. More.
Yeah. Like, I'm parked on Frontage Road all the time. Like, literally all the time. Because I get here during second period, no parking everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and compared to... So, I go to Olympus for my fourth period on B-Days, for context, because I took photography there because I wanted to take photography and it's not at Skyline. But at Olympus, I'll get there and I have to leave third a little early to get there on time. But... I'll get there and there's just like a third of the parking spots are open and it's class time. They just have enough parking for the student body and it's enviable.
Well, the thing is like,
yeah,
Olympus has a lot of its like student population in the neighborhood that their student like population is in. So people can just walk instead of just like drive.
Yeah.
Fun fact, so like in Skyline boundaries, you know what else is in all four Skyline boundaries? All four congressional districts.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they redrew the lines.
When they redistricted this year.
So we have like one of like the biggest boundaries, right?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Where's
the biggest boundary?
It's not about the boundary size. It's about the fact that all four congressional districts are breaking up Mill Creek.
Yeah. Oh. All four of the lines meet.
I think it's
right,
just hilarious.
39th and then like
guys, it's like the four corners.
Oh my. Exactly, yeah.
It's kind of funny. You can like place like hands.
Have you ever been in Brody's class and he's like, you can see all four from my classroom?
No, I've never been in Brody's class.
I have him for Gov this year and he hasn't mentioned it. I
he
expect
will.
He will.
Yeah. Yeah, he will.
You should ask about it. Just like Bucaria with
Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah.
I've never had Bucaria.
You know, she always says, guys, don't talk to me about Alaska. Well, all we have to do is just mention it. And she gets really mad for like about like 3 minutes and starts talking about it.
So it's a very good distraction tactic because no one actually wants to work in English class, especially. True. I had Bucaria for freshman English.
I had it for freshman and sophomore.
She teaches IB and pre-IB, I think. I don't know what the exact stuff is.
Freshman and junior.
Oh, yeah. Junior. Sorry.
So, but she taught... Did she ever teach in Alaska? She grew up in Alaska.
I think she taught
and she
in
will
Alaska.
Talk about it if you ask her. So, if...
Well, she'll be very grumpy about it. But
she'll be grumpy about
it,
but she'll talk. So, it's a good way to burn a couple of classes if you... Yeah.
if
you're
really
after
need
that kind
tips
of thing.
For freshmen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I doubt any freshmen will be listening to this.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, I should just post the link to the Skyline.
You could probably put that, and you could probably you could probably put posters in the hallway if you really wanted people to listen to it. And people would scan it because they're bored. Need something to listen to in class.
I don't look at any of the I don't look at
permission to put it up.
Posters.
Probably.
Well, you'd have to show the poster to the administration and be like, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I doubt there would be much.
They would probably say no because they don't want to have to check the podcast.
Well, they would probably say yes until they check the podcast.
Well, no, they wouldn't say yes without checking it. And then they would be like,
No. That's not how this works here.
I,
if you say so.
Personally, think you could probably get away with
you
just
could
posting
get away with
it. Especially knowing how Community of Caring, which I am a part of, I'm on the board.
You're taking a lot of electives.
My schedule's full, even though it totally doesn't need to be. But Community of Caring gets away with just kind of posting stuff on the walls all the time.
And also, like, drawing.
Yeah.
In the courtyard.
Oh, yeah. With the
at the end
stuff.
Of junior year, like at near the end of the school year, I would just go with my community of caring friends. I'd just skip class and just go with the community of caring friends to just go and like draw on like the sidewalk with chalk.
Yeah.
Say we're doing like a little community thing, you know?
Fake service.
What?
It's just, it's a service club and I never hear about them doing service really.
Well, I can, oh, yeah, I can give you a spiel about the service I mean, we've done if you like, want it, but
they kind of give you like a little network of like,
yeah, it's actually, if your goal is to get service hours, it's actually a pretty good way to do it because the class itself is a little bit of a mess.
I don't understand why there would be a class to anyone, for it though.
But well,
just have a group teacher chat does where you good. Send
well,
out.
It gives you no, class time you, to do the service.
It gives you class time to do the service
oh, so you
a
get
lot
to
of the time.
Leave school?
Sometimes. And it makes people do the service.
Yes, because it's
people
a great.
People sign up for it because it's an elective class, and then they're required to do,
but you
depending
should do
on
it
the
out
system,
of the goodness of your heart.
Yes, but
we go to
also,
Skyline,
most
Kira.
People do it just for college recommendations. Let's
yeah,
be honest
there's
here.
A lot of
that's
that.
That's true. You know what I've always hated? The fact that you're supposed to record the amount of hours you do. It drives me absolutely
I don't like
insane.
Writing down the stuff
I feel
I
like
do.
It just, invalidates the amount of service you're doing because then it seems like you're doing it
for
the
points.
Hours,
yeah.
not for the service. It's
exactly.
Just, it's a concept that makes me very, very angry.
Well, like, I have done a lot of service. I do a lot of service. And I usually don't write it down. So when something's like, how much service have you done? I'm like, oh, I have to go get signatures from 40 people all guaranteeing that I was there. And that's such a pain. But it is, like, I can't think of a better system for regulating service hours. Because if you go by just word of mouth, people are just going to lie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
There's not a better, like, way to do it. But still.
Just print out a little piece of, like, paper. It just has, like, your face. It's like, yo, selfie. Yo, pose up. And we do in service hours. Food bank.
There is a lot of that in Community of Caring. A lot yeah. of taking selfies with each other, which is kind of fun and kind of a huge waste of everyone's time. But that's
on Community of Caring just seems like there. One really big family where all students can work together for the goodness of the community.
It's one really big family in the way that nobody really respects anybody else. There's a lot of talking over one another. There's thrown items. There's
definitely, like, lots positions of, where, like, they're fought over, where there's, like, a president, vice president.
A little
president.
Bit. I don't know. So I'm on the board, right? The board this year is 28 members.
Oh,
my God.
Because
is
they
so
were fighting over it too much.
Because yes. it keeps getting bigger. I think it was 19 in the 2019-2020 year, and then it's gotten bigger
oh my
every
gosh.
Year. But I'm a position. So I'm environment.
Wow.
Which
no way that's an
categories.
Actual position.
That's the there's not 28
that's
categories.
That's not a category.
There's only like 14. There's probably like 16 because
category.
Most of them have two people running the show. So like medical and elderly.
How are you
have
someone of medical?
Each.
What are you going to go out and do?
Medical
just like
does
wrap
the
a
blood
band-aid
drives,
across like somebody's
which is an
like
actual thing.
Leg?
They do the blood drives.
Oh, well good for them.
That is good. Okay.
Don't you need to be like licensed to do that?
You need to be 16 and you can only do it once in a school year, I think. I've never
no,
done
Landon,
it.
No, Landon, they're not drawing
wrong.
The blood.
Oh.
They're not the one doing the thing. They're oh. just the one that organizes the Red Cross coming to Skyline and sets the schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
so
they're
it's
not
like a one day type of thing. Like
they
sit
do
down
it
in
three
class
or
period.
Four times a year.
Do it three or four times a year.
It's like
yeah.
once a quarter.
The board.
Well, let me email
seems
Red Cross
daunting.
Really quick and
it's,
let
yeah,
me just
really not
put it on
work.
A spreadsheet and then boom, that's it. Oh, I don't have to do any more community hours.
To be, yeah, the one, my post being environment's a little annoying because I have to attend every home football game because
you.
I'm in charge of the cleanup afterwards.
You.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
very sorry.
Wow.
So,
Luke is
don't make a mess,
not voting
please.
Green Party. I'm sorry.
Did you like just want- earlier today about how much he loves picking up hot dogs?
Yes.
Oh, there was, yeah, one of the incidents last year, some very rambunctious teenagers decided it would be a good idea to buy a bunch of frozen hot dogs, and they stood at the top of the
they
student section.
They didn't buy them. They stole them from the staff room.
That's
even better.
Funnier. Yeah. They stood at the top of the student section and threw them downwards on other students, and they bounced. It was phenomenal. Please don't do it again.
Just, dude, last year they had this game where they were just throwing gold coins, and one of them hit Mr. Murdoch's head, right on the, and it went clink. And he just looked around. He just whipped his head back, and he was like, "Who did that?" There was, I don't even know where. Like, this rumor just like popped out of nowhere, and this is the funniest rumor. Like, I was like, no way, this is a real thing, and they didn't even get trouble for it, right?
I don't know.
No one would have known who it was.
Yeah. The student section is such a mess. The student section was such a mess. Finding the culprit would be impossible.
That's also, okay, so last game I went to, there were people from other schools in our student section.
It's not well, very yeah. well.
Yeah. Tons of people from like the two junior highs, Churchill and Wasatch.
Oh, there's so many junior high kids. It's really a little weird.
What does it matter?
Like, well, okay, I'm fine with them being there, not in the student section.
Oh, like the other bleachers on the other side?
No,
they should just be
like
in the parent section.
There are like four sections of bleachers on our side. Oh, I personally think we should have two of them instead of one.
Well, our bleachers are tiny. Like,
our bleachers are relatively very small. Yeah.
Yeah, if all of our student like body like came to the like a single football game.
But the confusing part is we have the four sections. But the student section only actually stands in one of those.
Yeah.
The rest, the parents are just spread out.
Well, I mean, most people come here with their friends and then they just find a good like little spot to go in, and everything like they just kind of like crowd in with our other students. So then it just becomes this like giant mass.
Yeah, it becomes somewhat of a mosh pit, and it's very like
but it's very like if you look at like pictures, videos, it looks very like hype, you know?
Yeah,
like everyone's super excited.
The word I was
going
to use is patriotism, but like to the school. It's very school spirit.
Have you heard about the recent patriotism debates?
Oh my gosh.
No.
Apparently the skyline, so we have the seniors group chat.
Yeah.
Right? And I guess you guys aren't in it, but
no, just add us later.
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to Joseph. And I love you, Joseph, by the way. but you need to get your group chat under check, like honestly. So like there's been a bunch of like argument. Like so like some of these people, like they were like, okay. Like, so like.
Anyway, since Landon's been saying like too many times, basically in the chat, people were like,
y'all.
why don't we have a USA theme?
Yes.
Oh, I heard about
this. They collectively decided to do a USA theme. Just a small group of people, right? They're like, let's do a USA theme. Let's spread it on our Instagram stories, Snapchat stories. Let's make a little flyer and everything. Boom. They put it out there. Everyone took a hold of it. Most people took a hold of it until the SBO stepped in. SBO stepped in. They're like, that's not the theme. Theme is Country Club, which is...
Country Club? Well, and I've
heard
a third theme from one of the football players.
Right.
Yeah.
I've also heard Blackout.
There were a bunch of different
things
going
around.
There's
three themes floating around. It's USA theme, Country Club.
For this Friday?
Blackout.
Yeah.
Yes, for this Friday.
The 16th.
Well, I'm guessing it's whatever the SBO say in the end.
Well, no, not exactly.
Technically, but this is a kind of like... decided by the people. Like if everybody shows up wearing USA colors, that just becomes
But it's going to be very confusing.
Well, the thing is the SBOs are pissed. Like they're not happy. Cuz they're like why are these people disrespecting us? Like we made the theme, like we put it out there.
Yeah.
And then they're not even following it.
Cuz we did vote for them.
Yes, we did vote for them.
Of course there weren't any options either.
Yes.
It was a lot of the voting last year.
There was only one, maybe two slots with competition. It was one.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I know Joseph wanted to run for the full like student body president, but then they were like, "Oh, look, senior body president's open." He's like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, basically.
And they just basically gave it to
him. The right number of people showed up and they're like, "Okay, we're just going to rearrange you so that you all get a spot."
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Except for the one person who didn't.
Oh. Yeah. Unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Hopefully you're not listening to this podcast. If you are, I feel bad for you.
Oh.
Oh.
Probably.
I don't know who it is.
I really hope
so
they don't get to this point of the podcast. I don't know who this person is. So it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, either way, like, I don't know. It's
the
theme will
just be a mess. If you're going to go all out dress up,
just do Blackout
because
it's easiest.
Follow SBOs,
honestly. No, I was going to say follow the SBOs because the people that put in, it's really impressive, actually, the people that will put in so much effort into their outfit.
I don't know how people can see.
Yeah, it's so much money.
Yeah, they have to go out and buy things.
If you're going
to
do it, pick the SBOs theme.
Yeah.
It'd be
better for the SBOs. It'd be better for the school. It'd have a better look, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll admit, USA theme is better. It's more exciting. It's more like, you know, it's got the pop. It's got the flag.
Well, and it's almost everybody has some kind of something. They've got a shirt with the flag on it. Kira's an exception that proves the...
I don't either.
This is 50-50. Oh my gosh. Landon, do you have anything?
Nope.
Then it's 75-25, and I'm not really sure I have anything.
So none of us do. You just disprove your
most people do.
Most people, but 0% of the people here.
Well, I mean, most people have... I'd say most people have, like, an American flag they can wave around in the stand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like...
No.
No? Well, I mean, those are pretty cheap. They're like $3 at like a
Michael's
or something.
Yeah, but then you have to go somewhere and buy something.
Well, I mean, that's the fun of it, right? You just go out with your... You go out with friends.
Thank you. I do have friends, despite popular belief.
And you hang out with them and you go, oh, let's get that theme done. And let's go and buy a small U.S. flag to wave around in the stands to be all happy, happy school spirity. Yeah. You know? Except Country Club. Country Club's like a button-up shirt and like khaki pants.
See, that one's easy.
I couldn't figure out what they wanted for that. Because is it just like...
It's like golfing
denim
shirts.
And whatever?
Yeah, it's a golf shirt.
It's like preppy shirts, you know?
It's a stranger theme. We also go to Skyline. So most people are already members
like
of Country
Club. Like, Joseph
clubs.
Explained this to me. He's like, okay, well, Country Club is preppy and rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just dress like a rich, like...
Just like you normally do.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, literally.
Some people, yes.
Some people, yes. Absolutely. Not
more than at your average
Luke with
school.
His Reese's peanut butter shirt. All right, guys, let's move on to the next one. Even though this is such an interesting conversation, let's talk about how much of a nerd Luke is.
Thank you.
Okay.
The technology.
I'll take that. I'll take that and run with it. You want me to take over? I will run with that.
This was a mistake.
nerd, dork. How about that? Dork.
Fair enough.
Okay. You're a dork.
I mean, I knew that.
So many subjects, and you're just like, oh, let me nerd about this.
Yeah, there's so many things I can talk your ear off about. I won't for the sake of brevity, but
like,
there
I already
are
know.
Many.
That's
Yo,
my father, don't worry.
Backyard is kind of sus.
Is it?
The sprinklers turned on, and there's footsteps outside.
Hey, why would you turn the sprinklers on?
To like water our 9 grass. 9
p.m.?
It rained.
True.
Judging by
I mean,
how
that's
long
probably
they were
why,
on
yeah.
test, but...
Or if they were just turned off. I mean, either way, going back to the subject. Listen, if you were talking to me about like some stupid thing.
Boo.
Like, I don't know. Like, if you were talking to me about like the James Webb telescope. Like, I would just like blank out. I'd
I'm
be
really
like,
surprised
please
you
stop.
Knew what that was.
I do know what that is. A big thing.
It
like
is a big
everyone
thing.
Talks about it. Like,
I know what this
everybody
is.
Okay.
So,
I don't think people talk about
it.
If
you show me a photo of the galaxy, I'll be like, that looks so cool. And I'll forget about it like 20 minutes later. But if you're like talking to me about like the, like all the technology, like, oh my gosh, it's a supercomputer. I don't care.
Doesn't. But that's
yeah, exactly.
To make the
exactly.
point, I know a little bit about the telescope.
I don't
want to
hear
about
it.
I
don't want
to
hear it.
We're not going to talk about it though.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a telescope. It replaced the Hubble. It's doing a really good job. It's cool. That's
yes.
It.
It's very cool.
Oh, so I did hear about it, but I can't remember names.
Like, okay. So like, I like most of my classes. I'll, like if it's like a PowerPoint presentation with like notes and you're like supposed to take notes, right? Take these notes, copy from the PowerPoint. I'm just gonna write it down on my notebook, not pay attention for the rest of the class. You know? That's like, literally how that's literally how I'm gonna do it. And I'm never gonna look at my notebook again unless I have to like, you know, actually study for it. Like the worst thing a teacher can do is just say, oh, most tests are gonna be like open book. I'll just be like, oh, this is gonna be the easiest class in the world.
Open book.
It's really nice when it's like that, though.
Stuff
yeah.
Like
so
the stress
easy.
Isn't there. And yeah. as long as you put in some amount of work, you know that you'll do well. Whereas if it's a test that's closed
or if
you book,
just
if you
turn your
of
brain
time,
off, look
screwed.
At a PowerPoint and just copy everything down on your notebook, you'll be good.
That's true.
Certainly one strategy.
I mean, if it's open book, it's open book. It's free game, you know?
Yeah. One of my favorite things right now is to print out the PowerPoint and like write on it, like write my notes on it. Actually, really nice.
Just have the PowerPoint presentation, a little flip
the
book.
The teacher tries to show it, and you're just like, oh, I have my own copy.
How do you print out a slideshow? Is it just like a
you print
you just
paper
hit print.
Per slide?
It just does, it flips the aspect ratio, it puts them in landscape.
Okay.
Because they're a little wider than they are right. tall.
Right.
Kruger's, like, he has, he all of his slides are just like white with so that you can print them.
Mm. What
yeah.
a smart teacher.
Although I do, so sorry, I cut out all the, pictures of landscapes because it would be a lot of, you know, printing.
Kruger, I guess, I suppose for context, those that don't have him or haven't seen this yet, in some of his PowerPoints, he just has like a random photo. I say random. He has a photo of one of Utah's national parks, and then he'll like talk about it for a minute.
And he'll be like, my wife was there.
It'll be like 10 seconds.
No, he'll be like, my wife was there. I love my wife. Let's move on.
My wife took the picture.
I think that's an exact quote, actually.
Yeah, but either way, it's just like national parks, random national parks that he just finds.
Yeah, just picture. Well, just literally Utah national parks. Places that he's been, at least. They're not totally random.
And there will always
random.
Be pictures like of his daughter in the national park.
But they're good pictures. Yeah. Like, never, they're, like, they're pretty good pictures. Never his son.
I don't... Has anyone else noticed that?
What?
He ever talks about his daughter.
Oh, yeah. He does have a son, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He all... Who's a favorite child here, guys?
Take a guess.
When Kruger talks to you, it's like a 50-50. Like this is could be a good thing or this could be a bad thing.
Thankfully, like once he likes you enough, like it's gonna be okay.
Yeah. Once he likes you enough, he starts calling on you in class, and that's what you don't want.
Well, that's also true.
That's what you don't want if you aren't paying that much attention, or he asks a question that just you cannot answer, which he does semi-frequently because he calls on me like 30% of the time in my HL Euro
class.
That's
what you get for understanding history. He doesn't call on me in history at all. Because I don't get it.
Well, I can answer most of the questions. But, like, some of the questions, he phrases them on the fly. So, like, he's not dumb. It's not his fault. It's some of them are just really hard to understand what he's actually asking.
And he wants a very, very specific answer.
You know, sometimes, like, for the quizzes, he'll be, like, they'll be, like, very weird, like, strange questions and very strange answers. And, like, you'll look at the question and you'll be like, oh, that answers definitely. He gets to the end and everyone's saying completely different answers. Like,
yes.
Like everyone either got like A or most people's got like, some people got like C, some people got like D, and everyone will start like arguing and he'll be like, okay, I'll give you a free point because he just doesn't want to argue about it.
Yes, that is something he
does. That's happened.
Not this year, he changed it. But yes, in the previous years, that is always what would happen. Always.
It always feels bad when you get the question right and he's like, I'll give you a free point.
Yeah, a little you're bit. Like, I got that point, and now everyone else gets it without all the work.
Well,
but then it happens the other way around, and you're
then
very
then it happens
happy.
The other way around, and you get over it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes he just gives out a free point anyway, because he's he's just like, oh,
let's not question it.
He's like, what is this question? This is the right answer. It's B. Some kid picked like C.
People that miss the freebies are so odd to me. But they're probably just not paying attention.
Yeah. Happens. I mean, either way. Well, I mean, this was a pretty good first podcast back.
Yeah, is this runtime? It's 9:03.
It's 9:03. What are you doing, Alex?
He wants us to go back to talking.
To wrap it up.
Yeah,
outro.
We have an outro.
Yes.
Oh. We can do an outro.
Yes, we have to do an outro.
What's the outro, Landon?
I don't know.
Enlighten us.
Thank you for listening. Have a lovely day.
Wow, that was a good one. That was horrible. I'm kidding. No,
please leave a message after the beep.
Beep.
That'd be a pretty funny way to end the podcast. Oh, please leave a message after the beep, and then it beeps and just ends.
Freshman humor, guys. Freshman humor. The only jokes we've laughed about are literally the ones who are like we're making fun of people. Like,
can we
have
make
you noticed
fun
that?
Of freshmen?
We should.
The
they
freshmen are all so like small and short.
They're
like
tiny.
I'm small and short.
I feel like
but
the
like,
ones
the
last
freshmen,
year were like tall. This
like
year
when I
short.
Started, everyone was like decently tall, decently like big, you know, like everyone's got a little bit of heft to them.
This
but
year
now
they're
it's
all
like
sixth graders.
What is happening?
Well, and being we're all seniors except for Editor Man. Is he a senior?
He's a senior.
He is a
He's
senior.
He skipped a grade.
Editor Man's just a wizard. We're all seniors.
You'll get taller next year, Alex.
We're all seniors, so walking around the hallways and seeing people being people.
They have baby faces.
They do.
That. And it's always a little strange seeing someone do something dumb.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, that would have been 2 years ago for me. And it's such a disconnect. Because like,
or they'll like
COVID
create
or whatever,
like the
probably.
Worst joke known to mankind.
Or yeah, the jokes are so, some of
like,
them that I have overheard
overused.
Have been.
So stupid.
The 20 freshmen around them will all laugh.
Ha ha ha, so funny.
Kira, Abby, do you guys get like freshmen who like hit on you?
Okay, like, so when I think it was
no
Kruger.
No one hits on me,
what?
But I think I'm too scary.
You're too scary?
That's
she
understandable.
Does have the glare on her.
You've got the...
And I've been told that when I walk, I guess I can't say the word.
She has a very, like, I'm going to look down upon you.
Yeah,
RBF?
Yes.
There you go. There's the acronym. Yeah. For those of you that know it, if you don't Google
look it up.
You'll need it later.
So I've been told that I'm too scary to approach in any respect in the halls, which I can believe.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll like see her and I'll just be like, "Hey, Kira," and with a smile, and she'll just glare at me. I'm just
I try to smile back to what people. I'm really, really bad at it. Well, I don't try to smile back to Landon, but
well,
like,
of course not.
Ouch.
Other people.
She just kind of raises her eyebrows at me and is like super surprised. She's like, oh, hi. Like, oh, you exist.
It's because I'm zoned out the entire time. And when I zone out, it looks like I want to murder someone.
Yeah.
It's really confusing. When we used to walk home together, she would like skip up behind me and I'd be like, you are not the type of person that would skip around. What is happening?
It was because I was happy and excited to see you.
I know that, but like your face doesn't match the body language.
It really doesn't. So to, you know, anyone out there, I'm very sorry if I ever passed you in the hallway and looked like I wanted to hurt you. I really did not.
She is a nice person. I can understand being a little frightened of her. But
well, guys, yeah. She's not a nice person. I would like to contest that.
Landon's well, I'm not nice. I think Landon's
exaggerating a little. He's had some experiences messing with his head.
It's been 12 years.
It's
there
traumatizing,
are
guys.
Many stories.
I've been perfectly nice the past four
guys, I need
years.
Help.
That's fair.
I've been giving
nicer
Kira a ride home
the
every
other
single like
people in our
pretty
classes,
much every single
like
a day, unless she has something to do.
What?
Sorry, I've given Kira a ride home every single like a day,
which has only been like a handful of them because I'm at school so
she's
much.
She's super nice to me when I'm driving, guys.
It's because I think he's going to like kill me.
I drive like a maniac.
He was driving faster today when it was pouring.
It's fun.
Than when he normally does.
The water splashes.
I had my windows down yesterday when it was raining. It was great.
I would have had
do
my windows
down. Do you splash
if Kira
people
wasn't
on
here.
The sidewalk?
That's so.
Okay.
He was talking
mean.
About
okay.
how he
so,
wanted to.
So,
just
so,
earlier
so
today.
There's like the on Frontage Road. There was like a little puddle. There's a little yep. like a little dip, and it was a huge puddle. And there's people walking home on the side of the road, and I'm just like, I'm gonna speed up through this puddle.
And he did.
And I did.
That is brutal.
And Kira was like, "That's dangerous." And I'm like, "Do you think I care?"
High school students, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Well, I mean, we went
if
on for
already,
another little tangent.
Yeah.
This but is not I think an outro.
I think it's time to wrap this
we
up.
We can't just like tell the same story for every outro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thanks everyone for listening to the
That's
Skyline
what I tried
podcast.
To say the first time.
It was a pleasure talking to you guys. I really enjoyed it. I hope you guys love my voice inside of your ears. Please cut that out, Alex.
That's a weird... He said no, a weird no, thing.
He
don't cut
no.
that out.
You're
that was
into
great.
A lot of interesting
Landon's
things.
Weird.
Okay. Well, I mean, either way. Thanks for listening. It's been pretty fun coming back to this, you know? I hope to do more in the future. We'll have some more guest speakers. I look forward to seeing some of you guys on the podcast. Well, goodbye, guys.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.